What's up? This is Angel Renee coming to you from Healing Versus Her podcast. Let's talk a little bit about a little bit of something. So, we're just going to hop into it. I'm having a challenging day. It didn't start out that way, but I will say in this moment, I am having a challenging day right now, in this moment, okay? Sometimes it's so hard to believe that people who may claim to love you, like you, may have shared things with you. You may have shared things with them. So you have, you know, a close connection, different things like that. The shade that gets thrown, you know, I'm not going to lie. Like, it's really, it's, if you will, it's flabbergasting. What is it, flabbergasting? Like, it's truly beyond me. Like, I know we talk about it all day, how people throw shade or people are being petty or people are being this or people are being that. I understand all that, right? And I know that's kind of like a newer thing. Oh, people are so petty and they're so this and blah, blah, blah. But no, for real. Like, the shade be real. And it's so unfortunate because some of the things that have stuck out to me that I have become aware of with individuals who, you know, I mean, I don't even like to say love, you know, that I love and they love me supposedly and all of this. I don't even really like to say that too much, but basically where we share an experience here on this earth in a caring type of way. When I think back to some of the things, like it was this one time, I'm just sharing some of my experiences. And because I know that other people sometimes, you know, once I was able to get a hold of my throat chakra and be able to speak my truth and speak up for myself and all of the things, like for me, that gave me very much so a lot of empowerment. I'm sorry if my voice got a little shaky. I was running up the stairs, but you know, I found a lot of empowerment when I finally allowed my throat chakra to heal and become what it needs to become so that I can elevate in this world. And some of the things that I just want to share, I'm like, I know there are some people who are sitting there with no voice or in their head, they're thinking, well, nobody cares. Well, as long as they seem to be okay, I'm just going to leave it alone. I'm not going to say anything. And you just keep certain things to yourself because you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or you don't want to cause any disruption. And you're only about peace and all of that, right? This is for those people. And it's for those people also who may be the shade throwers as well, okay? So, because my thing is, my podcast is based on everybody understanding a piece of themselves, awakening to a piece of themselves that may be uncomfortable, and they had to come to their truth. And my thing is, you're not alone. So that's why I come on here and I share, and I'm very transparent about things. Like, I'm not going to fake my voice with you. I'm not going to change my voice for you. I'm going to be who I am on my podcast, on my YouTube channel, on my Instagram, on my Facebook. Okay. When we're on the phone, when you see me in person, you will know it's me. It's not me feeling as though I have to do a certain thing so that these type of people will like me. No, I'm going to be myself. So those who are for me are going to be for me. And those who I'm for will be, and I will be for them, if that makes sense. So, you know, some of the experiences that I have experienced was It was some years back. And, you know, at that time, probably about maybe 6 years ago, I didn't know how to handle this situation. And of course, where I am now, I'm like, I would have handled that totally different, because like my reality has changed. I'm not that person that I was 6 years ago, right? So I remember someone, they were having a get together for someone for their birthday. And what happened was the people had the party, right? Because it's funny now, y'all. I ain't lying. So the people had the party. Now, mind you, remember in the beginning, I talked about these are people that you share close connections with, not just like some random you just met yesterday and they're having a party. Okay. I'm talking about close connections. Okay. Relationship wise. And so they had the party, and then all of a sudden I get a text message like, hey, won't you guys come by? We decided to have this birthday party for such and such. Once you guys come by, you might want to bring some food with you. Everybody's eating. So I'm like, huh? And I'm like, oh, okay. So in that moment, I'm like, oh, you know, hey, let's go to this birthday party. Right? Boom. Because I'm the type of person where I'm like, I'm not looking into who being petty with me or at that time, okay? Or who's being a little shady or who's being a little nasty or any of that. I'm just like, okay, cool. Like, if I'm able to do it, I'll do it. If I can't, I'll say I can't. At that time, I was free. My family was free. We could go, okay? So we went. So after the part, at once we got there to the party, everybody's sitting up, feet propped up, chilling, smoking. The food almost gone. Well, the food, shit, it basically was, because we ended up stopping and we got a pizza for the kids, and I wasn't eating that. So I don't even remember what I ate, to be honest with you. So maybe it was like a little bit of veggie something there or some shit. I don't remember. And I might have ate that. But literally, the food was basically gone. People were sitting up looking real full. Okay. So I'm like, So I kept, you know, I enjoyed myself. I did enjoy myself. But afterwards, I thought to myself, this was probably like maybe a day later. I'm like, that shit was weird. So basically, you weren't going to invite me and my family to this. And mind you, these are close people. This was not, like I said, like, oh, we forgot. No, this would be something that, no, when you know for a fact what it is, you gonna know, okay? That if it was on purpose, you're gonna know if the person was like, damn, I'm so sorry, you know, my bad, I forgot, you know, been so much going on, blah, 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 whatever. No, this was not that. They were making it seem as though, oh, last minute, like people was just arriving or something. No, everybody who was there was already invited. Everybody there already knew what was going on, and as far as like the party and all of that, okay? So then what you decided, hey, by the way, let me invite them, because we weren't going to, but just go ahead. I'm feeling nice today. Go ahead. So I'm like, interesting. You know, and nowadays, when I sense these type of things, I get distant. I get real distant, okay? So I don't really deal with those people like I used to. I just have to do it accordingly. You know, you don't always have to just cut people all the way off, slash their throat, and keep it pushing. Like, you don't have to do that. Like, you know, in some cases, you may have to, like, cut out, you know? And there are some times where you can be real distance, where it's like, oh, just a, you know, hi, bye, how you been, and keep it pushing, you know? It just all depends. It just all depends. So I just feel like each connection is definitely different, because there are some connections that have expired and will expire to the point where there should not be a connection anymore, because there's no growth there anymore. There's no lessons to be learned there. They may have already been learned or not learned, but the expiration date has expired. Okay. So you know, you will know. Okay. You will know. I'm telling you, if you connect more with yourself, you will know which relationships those are. So Yeah, so I was like, wow, that was so shady, you know. And I noticed a few other things even after that. The person like throw a little shade. I'm like, okay, that's what we're doing. So the way I was back then, I'm like, you know what? I don't care what you do. If that's how you feel like you want to be toward me, let me exit stage left and mind my fucking business. Okay. So when you want to call and try to act like everything's hitty hit, tit tit, whoop whoop, everything's cool, but it's not, I'm not doing that with you. I'm definitely not doing that with people that I know is being interesting. I'm not doing it. Okay. So that's one of the things. But I noticed some other things, you know. I remember I was on my way on a trip with my husband, and we're on our trip or whatever, driving, and I get a phone call from someone, and this person, again, close connection, we're on the drive, me and my husband having a great time, talking, laughing, joking. This person calls, and the person's like, oh, what you, no, I don't even know if they say what you're doing. I think I just end up telling them what I was doing, because usually when I get phone calls from certain people, they don't even ask me what I'm doing. They just start talking about themselves. So, you know, now that's the truth. Like, that's how that be. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no. Nah. Okay. So I handle those relationships accordingly as well. Okay. So you got to recognize certain things in these relationships, y'all. Y'all can't just be out here just letting people do y'all any kind of way because y'all don't want to be mean, or y'all don't want to upset them, or y'all don't want to, you know, speak up for yourself, because ultimately you're speaking up for yourself. You're speaking your truth. And that goes back to you digging into your childhood, trying to figure out, why won't I speak up for myself? Why won't I take up for myself? But I'll take up for a family member. I'll take up for a friend. I'll take up for them more than I will myself. That's not cool. Okay. So you got to tap into that part and figure that part out. So yeah, this person's on the phone, and the person, I'm like, yeah, me and my husband, blah, blah, blah. We're on the way to, the place we were going, out of our state. And so I'm talking to the person. I'm like, oh, well, first, before I did that, I actually was like, oh, what you doing? No, I think I asked them, like, what you doing? Person told me what they were doing. I'm like, oh, okay. And they seem a little dry anyway. So I'm like, why do people call when they sound dry? Like, do they want you to be like, what's wrong? Like, I'm not hurt no more. Like, I'll check on people. I'll be like, hey, you know, if you come to my heart, I'm gonna check on you. But I'm not the person to be trying to dig because you want to sound dry and barely want to talk, but you picked up the phone and dialed my number. Like, I'm like, I'm not into digging into trying to see what the hell is wrong with people. I'm just not, y'all. I'm not, I don't even have the patience for it, to be honest. Either we gonna talk about what's going on or we not, you know, but we not about to be on the phone with this energy. I can't stand it, to be honest. So anywho, the person is like, oh, just da 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 da, and this, that, and that, other. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm like, yeah, me and my husband, blah, 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 doing this. And they were, and so as I'm talking about it, it's like nothing. When I tell you, I thought because we were driving through, like going toward the mountains and stuff, I thought maybe the phone had actually went out. And so I'm like, what is happening? And so, okay, so I don't know where that cut off, but I'm gonna continue. So, anywho, the person, it's like my phone, that's where I cut off, sorry. So my phone, I thought it went out, you know, because we're kind of driving through these mountains, and I'm like, hello, you know. And the person was like, yeah. I was like, oh, did you hear me? Because I really didn't know, you know what I mean? I'm like really on some shit, like, first of all, I'm not a jealous person. I'm not envious. I don't wish no harm on nobody. I don't be sitting up wanting to just be petty with you. Like, either we cool or we not. You know what I mean? Like, that's the type of, I'm either yes or no. I'm not in between. It ain't no gray area. It either is yes or is no. I don't want no confusion, and I love clarity. And I'm so glad that I've come into understanding that that's one of my values is clarity. So the person's like, I said, oh yeah, did you hear me? Yeah, I heard you. I said, oh, okay. And then we ended up getting off the phone. I was like, what the fuck was that? Those are my exact words. I told y'all, listen, you come on Healing Versus Her podcast, you're going to get raw. You're going to get me. Okay. And that's just what that is. Person just, they're like, yeah. I was like, oh, not have a safe ride, not have a safe trip, not, you know, give me a ring when you get back. Let me know you made it. But see, that was, let me tell y'all what it was within Angel, within me. That was me thinking that person would be how I am to them, right? There is levels of respect in relationships and connections where you should check on your people and check on your friends and check on your family. There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? But let me tell y'all, I've had this same person who is in a close connection with me where it gets so weird when it's like, I've been on other trips. The person have already looked at my story, so they know where I am. And then they call me and ask me where I am. Like, you just looked at my story. Why are you calling me? My story on my Instagram, for those who don't know when I say story. They've already looked at my story. They already seen where I was. Then they call me and ask me where I am. And really, you have an attitude when you're calling me like I'm your man or your woman. And I'm not. Okay? And I just notice it gets real interesting. And I noticed recently, I just came back from Las Vegas. I had talked to this person about the trip before I went and all of the things. The person, like I said, this is a close connection. This is not a random person. This person has been out of town. Woo, woo. Several times, and you know, I've always asked, what'd y'all do? Like, I'm so interested. I'm even messaging while you're there, just making sure, like, oh, have fun, because I'm seeing pictures on the gram or the Facebook or something. I'm like, have fun, blah blah blah. You know, listen, when I say when it's my turn, when I say crickets, it's funny to me now, and that ain't no, it's not even where I'm saying it like in no like trying to overcompensate, because that I am truly, this shit truly tickles me, because I'm like, damn, like, you really got some shit, and you got some shit that you really need to go within and resolve, okay? And the thing is, I used to take it personal, like, well, damn, what I do to them, like, am I that bad? Have I been disloyal to you? Have I kicked your mama? Like, what happened? You know, what's wrong? You know, I'm not perfect. I don't feel like anyone is perfect. But I'm just like, damn, if you got a close connection with people, how can you be a certain way toward them? I just think, I don't know. I'm like, back in the day, I used to see people treat people who they truly didn't like this, right? That's what I used to see back in the day. Like, when I was younger and stuff, I would see people who really didn't mess with other people who treated them this way, ignoring them or acting like they don't see that they went out of town or they wouldn't, whatever the case, I would see that. But people who claim that they, if you will, love you, okay, I put that in air quotes, who love you, who has a close bond with you, who have been knowing you, and they pull the same stuff you would think an enemy would. Somebody who don't like you, that's when you truly have to even question yourself. And when I mean by question yourself, I don't mean like, what did I do? No, I'm saying, why are you being aware of this and accepting it? That's what I'm talking about, right? So it always comes back to us. Even if the people are doing what they're doing, it always comes back to us. Why are you accepting this for you? How valuable do you think you are? Is what you're dealing with a standard for how you want people to deal with you. Because see, you don't deal with people like that. You deal with people, they go out of town, you checking on them. You like, how was your trip? You know, what can you tell me when I go visit? All of the things. But when I say they won't mention anything about what you did, nothing. I had another person. I had another person. You know, I'm like, we were working on, you know, like building our relationship up, because people get grown. You don't be 16 no more. You know, you don't be 20 no more. You know, so life starts to happen, you know, in your 20s, 30s, you know, about to be 40. So shit changes. People have different lifestyles. People have different different things that they hold at a higher standard as far as like prioritizing certain things in their life. Everybody's are going to look different, right? My priorities are going to look different from maybe a single parent or either someone with no kids, right? And I have 3 children and a husband. So my priorities are going to look different than someone else's, and theirs is going to look different than mine. It's not that one is better or greater than the other. No one's saying that. It's just more so the priorities are different. Okay. So with that being said, I had a person, we're trying to build on this relationship, whatever, and all of the things. But I remember sending this person a photo that I took. It was a family photo that we took, and it was the kids. It was me and my husband on our new season in our life. And so with that being said, all the person said about the photo, I was like, I forgot what I said, but I said, oh, this is our photo we took, whatever, whatever. Because what happened was let me back up. The person actually had already, I swear, this wasn't the first time they did this. How do I know someone? That's what they would ask me. How do you know this person? So I guess they seen me liking something or whatever. They had just asked me that a couple months about somebody else. And probably like 6 months before that, they asked me about somebody else. But it's so funny because this same person never likes my stories. They never like a photo. They never liked. Let me tell you, it would probably if I got 30 photos, they don't like 2. That's the honest to God truth. And maybe I give it three, you know? So I'm like, damn, this person always seemed to see me on everybody else's, you know, maybe liking somebody's stuff or commenting, good job, whatever the case. But you don't ever seem to see my stuff. Now, mind you, I'm talking about close connections. I'm not talking about nobody you met yesterday. Okay. I'm talking about people who claim to be in your inner circle. These people, it might be family, might be friends, all of that. And so I'm like, interesting. So the person, and after they asked me how I knew the person, and I told them, I said, and how you know the person? They told me, I'm like, and really, I kind of got upset with myself because Angel, you don't even give a fuck how you know them, for real. Because you already know this person is always asking you how you know somebody. Like, why? You know, like, okay, like, and, you know, calm down, people. So anyways, the person then, that's all of the conversation. How you know such and such? Send me the picture. Tell me how they knew, and that was it. I'm like, I ain't even really talk to you like that. Like, that's all you got to ask me? I'm like, okay, whatever. So I ended up sending them a picture right after. I said, hey, we took some family photos, blah, blah, blah. And my man, the family photos are so nice. They came out really good. And the person, all they said was, oh, look at your son. He's gotten so big. Who is this? Like, who is this? You know, because he's getting older and he's maturing. It's like, wow, like, where did the little boy go? Now, mind you, I have 3 kids. It's me and my husband. And that's all the person said. Oh, and then the person asked, how does your oldest daughter and I'm not naming names. The person's not saying oldest daughter. They're asking about names. How's your older daughter and her brother get along? I was like, good. Just like any normal, you know, I guess if you will, normal, you know, kids, they argue sometimes, they good. Okay, that was it. Person didn't say, friend, you look pretty. She didn't say, I don't like the picture. She didn't say, you all look good together. Y'all look bad together. I mean, all she said was, your son is getting older. I like, who this? And I'm like, wow. And I said, but why are you, Angel? I always go back to myself. Why are you expecting more from this person who claims to be a very close connection with you, where you all are building on your relationship? Why are you looking to get anything else more from this person? This person don't have nothing else to give you. They're giving you exactly what they're deciding to give you. This is what they're choosing to give you. This is what they have, okay? So the question is for you, Angel. I'm speaking about myself in third person. The question is for you, Angel. Is this someone that you want in your life? Because we do know at one point you told this person, hey, maybe we need to go our separate ways. Now, this was about 10 years ago. You go your way, I go my way, and maybe later on we'll connect again. The person asked me at the time, because I was so insecure about myself, they said, well, did God tell you that? And I didn't know how to answer the question. I remained friends with the person. But I knew back then that this was not a strong connection anymore. I knew 10 years ago that it wasn't a strong connection anymore, just because that's just the way life goes. You know? And I'm not going to get into the whole story even about that, but that's just how it goes. And like, I think I've come into this place of just understanding it is okay for relationships to cease. It is okay to allow people to go their own way and live their life. And you can still not wish harm on them. You can still look at them in a way and be like, I really hope you the best. Just not on my train. Just not on my train. You just got to get off my train. And hopefully you ain't on the tracks. I got that from my boy Dominic. You know, hopefully you're not on the tracks when my train is coming. That's all. You know, and the thing is that it's so unfortunate that people have this idea of being petty or being nasty and don't know how to find compassion, but they want you to have compassion for them. They want you to find compassion with all that they have going on. And I'm like, and I've been in situations with even that person where I've actually had a very emotional situation that I shared with the person, and all they could say was, I'm sorry you're going through this. I hope God wraps his arms around you. But this person will call me to talk about a situation about their other friend, and it gets talked about for over an hour. And I'm like, why are you allowing this type of energy? This person who you are in close connection, who you were in close connection with, only can give you about 5 words on this very emotional thing that you are going through. Very emotional. And when I say very emotional, it was. And I expressed the hurt and the pain that I had behind what was going on. It wasn't no detail like, how are you feeling? You know, it wasn't any detail, you know, or conversation about anything. Even if they didn't know, this is the thing. I've been in situations where I don't even know what to say. I'll even say that shit. I don't know what to say, but I don't want you to go through this. What can I do? Like, but see, again, y'all know what I'm doing. I was deciding to choose a consciousness for them to think like me. People are not going to think like you. They're going to give you what they got. They're going to give you what they have within them. And that's what she gave. You know, did it hurt? Yes. And I ended up bringing that up. You think there was any type of, you think even after I brought it up that there was any type of compassion or kindness? Absolutely not. And it wasn't. It's the truth. You know, and this is my truth. This is my side. This is how, what I've been through, and I've been through more than this with these people, but I don't even want to get into all of that. These are just some of the things that came up in my awareness for me to deal with accordingly within myself. because when people throw shade, we seem to make it seem like it's nothing, or they be shady as hell, but still like be friends with them. Still walk around like everything's peaches and fucking cream, and it's not. Everything is not peaches and cream. And so because of where I am, me having clarity in my relationships within myself, all of that, I can't deal with this type of energy in my life, right? So when you get to a place where you understand, where you understand that clarity is important, clarity with yourself, clarity with your thoughts, your understanding of self, you're going to understand the value of how it is toward your relationships. Like, I can't sit up where if I know that there's this energy in a relationship I have with somebody and it's off, I can't sit there and just act like everything's peaches and cream. I'm not going to do that. And unfortunately, those people do that. And I feel like I used to be that type of person. Because for me, I can't speak for them. I was the type of person that I described in the beginning of this. I didn't want to hurt nobody's feelings. I was that person. I was talking to my one friend. She was like, "Angel, back in the day, you just always wanted everybody to be together." I said, because I wanted everybody to get along, but now I realize that that wasn't the way to go. But it's okay, because I was able to experience that and realize certain things about different people, you know? And I'm actually glad that it went that way, to be honest. When I look back overall with everything and how people have decided to treat me and things like that, and based off certain situations, whatever. And so I'm glad that I actually, you know, moved in that direction with wanting people to be around each other and let's all go out. It's this party. Let's all go out. It's going to be me, you, you know, and that's what I wanted to do. But it was weird because there were people who just wanted to be with me, who just want to be around me. They'll never probably come out and say that, but they just wanted it me and them, you know. And there were times, plenty of times, where it was just me and them, you know. I can't help that if I'm the type of person where I'm trying to invite everybody, I just invite everybody. Like, I don't think nothing of it. Like, shit, it's a party. Let's go. That's how I used to be. But that's the way I used to move. Everybody's not going to move like that, you know. And some people don't have nobody else to move like that with. They may not have other people to have a close connection with where they can invite me, them, and others. Some people may not have had that, because the people that they may not have known, they might have had other people that they dealt with on a regular basis and not them, you know. So you just never know why. You know, sometimes you may not find out why people are the way that they are. It ain't for you to. But I know what is for you. What's for you is you finding out about you. You finding out why you allow people to say anything or throw shade at you and you not say anything and speak up for yourself. Because I bet if this was your favorite cousin and somebody got shady with them, you would speak up for them. If this was your mother and one of their friends or whoever got shady with them, you would speak up for your mother. Maybe, for some people, right? But when it comes to self, we have to find a way. For those who are like this, you have to get in tune with yourself, meditate, do yoga, talk to your ancestors, ask them, are you here with me? You know, welcome them in. Welcome your higher self in, the most high in, whatever you believe in. Welcome that higher power in so that you can have clarity about yourself and those who are in your immediate connections. Because there are some people out here that are just not fucking nice, period. They are just not nice people. They may smile, They may do something nice, do a kind deed, if you will, and they just make it seem like they have just they are just filled with compassion. And they're not. They really are people who need to dig a little deeper. You know? And it's all okay, because we all need to dig a little deeper. And I'm not even gonna get into some stories about that. Y'all will be on here all day. But I want you to understand and understand that you are not by yourself. You are not alone in what you're dealing with. I don't mind connecting with people. If you need to talk it out and talk it through, like, I'm here. I'm available. I can make that space for a person to be able to want to talk something through and get clarity on it, because sometimes we can be clouded by all the shady, petty shit, and then we see their face and they smile. Just know that first thought is not the wrong thought. And I learned this a long time ago. Going with your first mind is really the truth before you get to consciously start thinking about a situation. A person know when a freak they petty. They know when they petty. They know when they being shady. They know when they being manipulative. You don't have to sit up and feel like you don't want to hurt their feelings because they're being some type of way towards you. It's okay to call them out. Like, I see what you're doing. That wasn't nice. That wasn't nice at all. No one did nothing to you like that for you to act like that toward me. You know what I'm saying? People just think they can say and do whatever and then call you, like I said, like everything's peaches and cream, and it's not. And then what I know, let me just be prepared for this. If you're dry and don't really want to talk, and let them know, like, hey, you know, I'm gonna cut this short. Let me call you back, because you're just not in the mood. They're gonna be like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And here we are. Here they are acting like the victim. You ain't got to cut my phone call short. What's wrong with you? What, I mean, we can talk about, don't even try it. Cause you didn't want to talk about it when you want to get quiet, when something good was going on with me and you just get quiet on the phone. Listen, I'm gonna leave y'all with one more petty thing. To me, it's shady. So, and I don't know if I shared this in another podcast, but me and my cousin were opening up a store at this local place here in Michigan. And she already had a store in there. And it was like other vendors as well that had stores in there. So my cousin asked me, like, hey, you want to come and be in my store and whatever? And I'm like, okay, cool, you know. So I go and I'm like, yeah. So I set up. Before I set up, I was actually like getting little knickknacks, tables, and, you know, different things for my candles and my incense, all the things, right? And so I told someone who was in this close connection with me, one of the people that I already talked about. I was like, yeah, I'm just, we were on the phone. I was like, yeah, I'm out getting some things for the store that I'm moving into with my cousin and blah, blah, blah. And I'm talking about it. Angel sounds happy again. It's almost like a red flag goes off for these people when I sound happy. It's almost like this trauma effect that goes on, like, no, what does she mean? Like, what is happening? You know? And so the person got quiet on me, and this is not even the same person that I told you got quiet earlier. This is a different person. And I'm like, I was like, hello. They were like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, well, I'm just out just trying to get some stuff for the store. So let me give you a call back. I got the phone with them. And do you know, this person never asked about the store. The person never said, how's the store going? The person never said any fucking thing about it, as though it never existed. As though it never existed. I'm like, that shit is so weird. Because one thing about it, if I know about something, if someone's doing something and I know about something, like, I'm going to congratulate them. But y'all know what that is. I'm going to congratulate them. I'm going to ask them about it. Even if I can't be there, I'm going to check on them. How did it go for you? If it's something I can do, can I, you know, if they're doing something and it's voting, I'm a vote for them. I can't do anything I don't know about. Am I correct? Right? So the things that I know about, I'm going to open my mouth about it and tell you, hey, have a good time. You know, whatever that is, give them some encouragement. When I tell you, these old people were not the people for me. In my newfound reality, they were not. Because this is the thing. Nowadays, I don't have to force people to congratulate me. I don't even, the thing is, it's funny enough because I don't even look for people to act, or how do you say it, respond like me anymore. Because I'm like, that's what I would do. I would do all those things. I can't put the expectations on you to congratulate me just because I would congratulate you. But I also know I don't want to be around people who get quiet when if I'm doing something good with myself, because I don't get quiet with you when you're doing something good that I actually know about. I congratulate you. I share it on my Instagram. I share it on my Facebook. Well, used to, you know, that's just the type of person I am. Cause I'm like, this is my close connection. Why wouldn't I at least do this if I can do it? If I can't do it, I motherfucking can't do it. And I don't, it's okay. You know? And I think it is so scary because, you know, nowadays it's like, I don't look for people to act like me, or I don't expect them to have words like I have words. I just do what I do nowadays. I just do what I do, and I do it, and I'm okay with how I do it and who I do it for. But it's so funny nowadays. I have attracted people who are like, sis, congratulations. Sis, I'm about to share stuff. Sis, send me your number. Let me send you all this. I have attracted some good ass vibes and frequencies around me because I have raised my vibration. And that's as simple as that. This is not by coincidence. I've raised my vibration to not be aligned with people who are just kind of mean. Damn. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, was I mean? I'll say this about myself. No, I wasn't being mean. I was the type of person, I just was a people pleaser. That was the damn problem. So people who were mean, I might have been around people who were more mean. People who were more petty or not giving a shit what people, well, they did think, they did give a shit about what certain people thought about them. But overall, I didn't give a care about what I thought. You know what I mean? And they would use me to get the congratulations, the upliftment, and all of that. And I was happy to do that. I was that type of person, like happy to fill you up while draining my damn cup. And what it felt like was a motherfucker coming up, taking your cup and drilling a hole in the bottom, and all your liquid is just seeping the hell out. And now you sitting there like, why do I feel so drained? Why do I feel like no one ever pours into my cup? And it's always, listen to me. I'm going through this. Be there for me. And I'm like, what is happening? I've had people who've been around me and they be like, damn, you got the same people just continuously calling you. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, it'd be like 7 calls in a row of the same people. I don't have it. You know, I'm the type of person, like, I have to take a break from my phone, a break from the internet. I don't have time. I can't be at peace if I'm always being asked for my energy to listen to this story. Let me tell you what I went through with this person and that person and this person and that person. It's like, I don't have it. I'm at a place where I'm like, I'm okay with saying, let me call you back. I'm okay with saying, you know, texting, let me give you a call back, or hey, I talk to you later. I need this night to myself. I ain't gonna do it, you know. But back then, there was times where I didn't even know how to deal with it. So I just wouldn't answer my phone at all and wouldn't say nothing, because I didn't know how to deal with again, making somebody feel bad for calling me. But in all actuality, I was making them feel bad even still for not answering the phone or calling them back. So that became an issue. And it's become an issue as well. It was an issue as well when I would answer the phone and tell these people, hey, let me give you a call back. Then they told me I'm rushing them off the phone. And I'm like, I can't, there's no win-win in this with these people. There's no win-win with these people, unfortunately. You know? And it's honestly, it has awakened parts of me that I never thought would be awakened, healed, elevated, leveled up, all of it. And I'm very proud of who I am today. I'm very thankful for the voice that I have today for me. I'm not mad. I'm not too proud. Okay. Like I'm grateful for where I am, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, all of it. Like I'm not about to argue with nobody. None of that. Girl, what they say, what's that one TikTok or Instagram little reel? What is that? I'm not about to argue with you. You mad. Girl, I ain't about to argue with you. Look at you. Look at you. Like, no, I'm not. I'm sorry. I can't. I don't even have it in me to do that. I can't, you know. I'm going to let you go free and me myself as well before I do any of that type of giving my energy away. Like, I really hold, that's another value I have. Like, I hold my peace and my energy very, very close at heart. And I don't have time for anybody sucking that away anymore these days, you know. So y'all know we have had a absolute long ass podcast this time, episode this time, you know, and you know, like I said, I have been allowing people who, you know, might want to receive, like, if you will, like a coaching call and things like that. Like, I don't mind it. Like, shoot me an email. I'll send you my prices. And you know, we can kind of go from there, because I'm like, I've done things for free with coaching all these years, you know, and now that I'm actually taking courses on coaching, I'm like, then I want to get in this place like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't offer it. No, I should offer my services. I should offer my services to you, you know, and that's on that. So if you're looking to have a one-on-one coaching call with me, Angel Renee, you can send me an email to angelrenee@healingversushurt.com. And versus is abbreviated to VS, just so you know. So angelrenee@healingversushurt.com. And that's on that. So I will talk to you all soon. I hope you enjoy your week this week. And check in with yourself. Don't be feeling bad for speaking up for yourself. Don't feel bad for speaking up for you, okay? I don't give a damn how it sounds. I don't care if it sounds shaky. I don't care if it's muffled. I don't care if it's whispered. Speak up for your damn self, period. Love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.